This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As if things weren't bad enough, folks, we learned that Biden can't run an economy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joey Demento is chest deep in mud trying to figure out how he's going to get Americans out safely from Afghanistan. And let me tell you, this is going to be his Achilles heel for quite some time because he ain't going to get all of them. If the Afghanistan Taliban are smart, they will keep some of those Americans over there as hostages and continue to use them as negotiations. Now, you're not going to hear about it because they're going to do back channel. And what you're going to find out is Biden is dropping pallets of cash in the middle of the night in multiple currencies, just like baby black Jesus did when he decided he was going to fund Iran's war campaign and their terror campaign against the world. And the media is going to ignore it. Because that's what they do. Luckily, the media isn't ignoring all of this right now, but I'm predicting that Biden's going to have a miraculous recovery. So he just commercialized all the airlines, militarized the airlines to say, go help get these people out. You know, I looked it up, the number of C-17s we have. We have a lot of C-17 aircraft. He doesn't have, why is he deputizing the airline industry? There are 157 C-17s in active duty in the Air Force, 47 with the National Guard, 18 in the Air Force Reserve. The C-17 is operated by the Air Military Command out of Travis Air Force Base, California, Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington, Joint Base Charleston, South Carolina, and Joint Base McGuire-Dix, Lakehurst, New Jersey. Why don't you get those guys activated? Why are you calling on the commercial airlines to help you in a military evacuation? Those pilots don't know anything about military operations. Well, I shouldn't say that because a bunch of them probably are former pilots in the military. Do you remember? I don't know if you guys saw this picture. It's a C-17 loaded with people. There to be 300 people on this aircraft. Now, when it's deployed for the military, they fly 134 military people on this aircraft. And I've seen the layout. I went and looked. I wanted to understand why this is a huge plane. But now they say, oh, we're going to take 18 civilian aircraft. They want to get everybody in the mix now. I don't know what the deal is with it. I'm not trying to make any assumptions on, oh, well, Kevin, that C-17 isn't good enough for the Boeing this or the Airbus this or that. I don't know. Here's what I will tell you. Biden should have had a plan to get them out. Why is he having to put this plan into action? You want to know why? Complete abject, total incompetence of Biden and his entire administration. And if I seem a little bit upset, it's because, as I said, all last hour, elections have consequences, especially those where you cheat. Nobody believed in Biden. By the way, you see in these polls, I'm going to get to the economy. Don't worry, I'm there. My producers are like, this isn't what our segment is. Have you seen the polls? Biden, for the first time, falls below 49-50% or whatever. Absolute hogwash. Joe Biden has never been close to 50% approval on anybody's planet. And there's no reason for him to be hovering in the 40s. Joe Biden's approval, if they reported the real news and the real polls, Joe Biden's approval numbers are probably in the 20-30% range at best. Don't try to fool this Negro, because I know what I'm seeing. What confidence do you have in this clown? Nothing. Let's go back to this stealth economic showdown. This is an article in Breitbart. It says, we've been arguing since late July that inflation was concealing a stealth slowdown in the economy. What appears to be rising output was really just evidence of rising prices. See, what Breitbart is saying is, These companies are reporting profits and things like this. But it isn't because they're producing more product. It's because they just keep jacking up their prices. Let me save you some agony. If somebody else is doing the shopping in your house, let them do it. Don't you go look, because you will be shocked at the price of stuff. They say big jumps in factory orders or construction spending or even retail sales were all priced in nominal dollars, which meant that instead of indicating an expanding economy, they were indicating rising prices. This week, the slowdown became obvious enough that we no longer need to use the word stealth. The Empire State Manufacturing Index came in much weaker than expected. July sales showed a sharp contraction. Home builder sentiment unexpectedly slumped. Housing starts lagged the consensus forecast. The Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing index fell more than anticipated. And even though industrial production came in ahead of expectations, it was hard to escape the lingering suspicion that this might just be an illusion of growth from a nominal dollar data set. Let me save them the research. It is an illusion of growth. Bank of America's U.S. economic team downgraded their forecast for the third quarter growth from 7 to 4.5%. The bank sees three possible explanations for the slowdown, which it notes will all be playing a role. First, the Delta variant, which appears to be putting the brakes on what America calls leisure services spending, airfare, lodging, cruises, restaurant, bars, entertainment. Second, supply side constraints. Businesses are struggling to hire despite millions of unemployed. I know this for a fact. And shortages of goods and components are popping up everywhere. Third, precautionary saving. People are pulling their purse strings tight, wary of what the future holds. This is what Biden has on top of the fiasco that he's dealing with his worldwide butt, you know, whatever, by the sodomites, the Taliban. And on top of that, oh, but let's not forget, he still wants to extract trillions of dollars from you so he can, you know, pay for the biggest existential threat to mankind, global climate farce, and a host of other wet dreams from the left that nobody cares about. He's going to fleece you, and he's still going to make you wear a mask, and he's still going to spend trillions of dollars on this scamdemic of the WU flu while he's a public embarrassment, a worldwide embarrassment, and while our economy slips into the morass. And that's where it's going. Be prepared, folks. It says, whatever confidence the public may have had in the Biden administration's ability to manage the economy has likely been shaken by this week's events in Afghanistan. Boom. That's why I keep telling you guys, Afghanistan is a much bigger thing than just Joe Biden screwing the pooch over there. Everybody gets to look at this clown and every piece of legislation, everything he's ever thought, and they know now he's an incompetent fool.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We received this audio message from a trapped teacher, a U.S. permanent resident, who says even with the proper paperwork, he couldn't get through. For his safety, we're not naming him.
It is insane. There are people holding their American passports. There are people that work with the Americans, they're not letting anyone in. We are in huge danger, and we need help.
And with tens of thousands of Americans and Afghans who've helped the U.S. desperate to get out,
Joe Biden will do absolutely nothing. That's how he could finish that sentence. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The media has been brutal on Joe Biden, as they should have. But before I play the media clip, I'm going to replay this clip we played in the first hour of this woman desperate to get out. And I'm only going to play a
piece of it. I'm not going to play the whole 3 minutes. And it sounds like it went longer because people were clipping it. But we'll I just want you to hear her as she's pleading with Joe Biden to do something. Will you just do something? And she, I mean, the abject fear that she feels, and I sympathize, I empathize with her because I'm going, what would you do if this were you? So anyway, here's just a piece of what she has to say, and then we'll go into some of the things that the media is saying about Joe Biden and his bungling of yet another thing of high importance.
Please, Mr. President, please evacuate. We need help. Giving up on the hope of going to the airport because it's just... It's not possible to make it through all those people. People are getting shot left and right. The tear gas is being released on people. I made an attempt to go inside the airport twice or three times. Children are dying. To assist this woman whose husband was shot. She had a child in her arms. And I was just holding this little child and she was screaming. And the husband was on the ground. I don't know what documents they had. And I was trying to help them. But all I could do was just hold their child. The fear in that little baby's eyes, I could never forget his face. I can't forget those little eyes staring at this mom. And his head lying on the ground, all bloody. And this woman screaming.
Who do you think this woman would rather be president, Biden or Trump? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Look, you can't listen to that and not understand the serious nature of what's going on here. And Joe Biden's flipping. He doesn't care. Hey, look, we're doing everything we can. It's not my fault. I mean, if the Afghani government hadn't turned tail and run, if they had fought, what did we do? We trained 300,000. Look at people. We spent $1 trillion over there. Look, there was no good way to get out of there. Just go listen to the first hour. We played all his clips. Joe Biden has more excuses than a Negro going to prison, as we used to say in the hood. And this dude will take no responsibility. But there was no good way to do it. It kind of reminds me of, he says he's going to save Carrier. What you going to do, wave a magic wand? Hey, Joe Biden, this is your magic wand moment. What's Trump going to do? Wave a magic wand? You know what Trump would do? He would say, first of all, we're going to cut off all that. They tried to cut off some money from the Taliban. Not that it matters because Joe Biden doesn't know how to do it. Trump would cut off all their funding. He'd say, I'll tell you what, we aren't going to go over here and fight. But what we will do is we'll come over here and kick your butt to get every American out. That's worth fighting for. See, that's a war that we can all get behind. And Joe Biden, I don't want to send any more troops. Would you want me to send your kids in harm's way? Yes, I would. I'd want you to send my sons into harm's way to get Americans back to safety. That is what the military is about. It is about protection. You know what Biden says? No. Our military is not about protecting you. How do you think he feels about everything else that protects you? Global climate change. Do you really believe he's trying to solve global climate change? Do you really believe he's trying to protect you with the mask from the Wu flu? After you watch this, the one thing that people want is to feel protected. I mean, that's why I trained in the martial arts. That's why you rely on your parents. When you have a daddy, you're like, oh, my daddy will take care of it. Little boys are always like, shoot, man, my daddy. Little girls will say, my daddy. In the nature, oh, my big lion, he'll come do it. He'll protect the pride. And I could go on. Protection, whether it's Mama Bear protecting the cubs or the Lions of the Pride. People want to feel protected. Joe Biden gives you no feeling of protection. So put yourself in the situation of these Americans in Kabul under Biden. And as you consider that, I want you to remember that Hillary Clinton decided how she was going to protect her staff in Benghazi. Because let me tell you something, Kabul makes Benghazi look like a child's plan. It looks like, ooh, that's so cool. They're like you're playing in a third grade recess. Benghazi is nothing compared to Kabul. We were trying to get dozens of people out of a CIA annex. And luckily, we got those 51 people out, and we only had 4 casualties, which I feel sorry for the people that weren't protected. Thank God for America's Special Forces. But let me tell you, this situation, oh my goodness. So let's look at a couple of these clips, because I want you to understand, the media, thank goodness, isn't cutting Biden any slack here. Let's see. Should we do Jake? Do we have enough? I don't think we have enough time to play the full clip, so let's wait. Let's just wait on that for just a second. Because my guys here, they're like, Kevin, you're not following the format today. I don't follow the format. Y'all know better. Just get over your white privilege. I talked earlier about Biden's empty words. Dude, how do you trust this guy? If you're a, quote, ally of America, how do you trust him? How do you trust him in anything that he says? Empty words from an empty suit. A guy who's got a brain the size of a mustard seed is making life and death decisions for people who put themselves in harm's way with the notion that the United States would get you. There's a movie out called Act of Valor. It's an older film. It's about Navy SEALs. It's based on a true story. They have to go in and rescue a CIA agent that's been captured by some bad guys. And what they did in order to get this intelligence and to capture these bad guys, Biden would have dismissed it. Those movies won't be made under leftism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is praising the FDA for issuing full approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Speaking at the White House, Biden calling approval another key milestone in our fight against the virus. Biden also imploring companies to force their employees to get vaccinated.
Today I'm calling on more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it.
A spokesman for the Taliban is issuing a warning when it comes to the U.S. withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The spokesman saying extending the deadline beyond August 31st would create mistrust between the terrorist group and the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. How will history look back on the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan crisis, along with the border crisis and rising inflation rates?
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Monday is New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's last day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to go to Richard Engel right now, who made his way out of one of the evacuation flights now in Doha, Qatar. Richard, what happens when folks get there? What is their next step in their transit?
So President Biden just described a very orderly process, an American airlift that is going efficiently, that there's a negotiation with the Taliban, that it may be difficult, but Afghans can get to the airport and then get on these flights and then come to places like Doha. It is far more chaotic than that. There are Taliban checkpoints all across the city. Some of them are more aggressive. Some of them are less aggressive. But it is extremely difficult, extremely dangerous for people to get to the airport. Then once they get to the airport, they have to be let in one of the gates. And the Americans who are on the other side of those gates don't know who exactly they're going to let in. And they're afraid to open the gates because there could be a rush of people coming in. Once they get inside the gates, they have to be processed. Sometimes the people on the base, the Afghans there, will start to rush Americans on the base because they're afraid that they're being stopped. Then they get on flights. The flights can take 12 hours of just waiting or longer. Then they get here, they wait here, and they have, or they go to other countries, and then they get processed. So it is a much more complicated airlift. It is now a humanitarian airlift, more of a refugee extraction than just a simple extraction of American personnel, American citizens, and people who worked with the United States. Where they go from here is a big problem, a big question, because a lot of them have been coming here to Qatar, but then they're supposed to go to third countries to be processed. The processing is all the more difficult right now because the U.S. is taking people it didn't expect to.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's got to make you feel confident. That was NBC News' Lester Holtz going to a guy in Qatar who had gotten out. He got on one of the transports and was able to get out. He had to be overjoyed. Lester Holt may have asked him. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched that clip. But wow. And he says, Biden describes this as an organized evacuation plan. He goes, it's completely chaotic. In other words, America's pathological liar in chief continues to pathologically lie. In the first hour, we played Biden's clips with Stephanopoulos. And the only way to describe it was Stephanopoulos was incredulous.
He couldn't believe Biden was actually disputing eyewitness testimony, eyewitness accounts of what was going on. And by now, that was 4 days ago. That was whatever. It's completely organized. If you get to the airport, you're good to go. We played this woman saying, get to the airport. Are you kidding? There's 20 checkpoints between me, Taliban checkpoints between me and the airport. And even when she was able to get there, you know what they did? They rejected her. Man, I keep telling you guys, I watched this movie with Owen Wilson and his wife. He went over to work for an oil company in like somewhere in Indonesia or wherever. And there was a coup and they were going to kill all the Americans. And his escape was just mind-blowing. And that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I got to admit, he's a comedic actor, but he's trying to get his family out. And you just feel for it. You're just sitting there going, what would you do in that situation? You are helpless. You don't have a weapon. You've got nothing. I don't know how many of these people speak the language or whatever. And keep in mind, folks, this is the CIA. All of our clandestine agencies were over there getting intel, you know, setting up shop. And the reason why they're not telling you who these people are, these, and I'm using my finger quotes, teachers and other things, is a lot of these people are CIA operatives working under the guise of being a teacher or, you know, I do accounting for the government or whatever. They're operatives. They're behind enemy lines. These are the people that they send in, the D-Boys, Delta Force, or the SEALs, or Army Rangers in, or whomever, to get when they need to be extracted. They cannot be caught. These people are hiding, running for their lives. And to the media's credit, and I don't think it's going to last very long, because I think they're going to actually try to make Biden look godlike when it's all said and done. Oh my gosh, look at what he did. I don't think it's going to work, because I don't think if the Taliban is smart, and I'm putting myself into their shoes, I would say, we're doing everything we can to get the Americans processed, get them out. We want them out of our country. We will run our own country, blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other. As I was capturing Americans and holding them, especially those that I suspected might be CIA. Because that would lead to some very significant backdoor negotiations with an administration that is, you know, genitalia-less. Let's just put it that way. They don't have the male genitalia to stand up to them and say, let me put it to you very succinctly. If we can't account for every one of our people, there will be absolute hell to pay. You have not heard the last of us. So I suggest you do not try to use our people as negotiation tools. And by the way, if any one of them is damaged in any way, same thing applies. So do you think that's going to be the tough talk of Joe Biden in the 2 to 3 hours that he spends awake? How many issues can a guy who's got brain damage deal with? And oh, here's a good question for you folks while you're contemplating that. Do you think Sister Girl's going to be any better? Do you think Kamala Harris, would you want her handling this situation? Looking, quote, presidential? You know what she'd be concerned about? Have y'all noticed the shoes that I bought? You remember the big deal they made about Michelle Obama getting some $750 sneakers? That's what they would do with Kamala Harris. Oh my gosh, her wardrobe was amazing as she was dealing with this issue. Show me something where the Democrats in this particular administration, this fake coup-appointed administration, show me one thing they've done well. Show me our own border. They can't even handle a border where there are no people being shot. You think they're going to handle an evacuation where people are being... And don't let them try to deny that people are not being killed. That woman said, In fact, the story with this woman that we just talked about, where she's stuck and hiding out, worried about cars coming by because she thinks they're going to come in and kill them. They didn't tell you the whole story. Her clip doesn't talk about the whole story. The whole story is her brother got out. He's in Germany somewhere. But other people that she knows, Americans, have been shot and killed. She watched the guy, she talked about this, get shot and killed. This is a major, so big, man. So Lester Holt has this guy. He says it's chaotic. Taliban checkpoints everywhere. If you're an American outside of the airport, excuse me, and you're trying to get there, good luck. He says it is extremely difficult and dangerous. And then he says, even if you get in, you still got to be processed. There's this whole procedure. So can you, I mean, I want you to understand the bureaucracy of a leftist. And here are people running for their lives. And look, I get there's got to be, you got to check everybody out. But you'd think they'd figure out a way to streamline it because this is dire. This woman says people were, she says people were lined up for at least 2 miles like matchsticks. Nowhere to go. No movement. I want you to imagine the funk fest that these people are stuck in the middle of. Of course, they don't care. They just want out. You can't move because it's there's no. Once you get to that American, to that airport area, it's just a stop. It's a log jam. No movement. And you're fighting for your life. You're just trying to get to the gate so you can be one of the people that goes, here's my passport. I talked earlier about the passport situation. Your passport can get you killed now if it's an American passport. Do you think if you showed that passport in the time of Reagan, because I had my passport in the time of Reagan, and I've been places with it, and they respected the American passport. The idea was America cares about its people. I gave you a story where, you know, they told me the difference between you, Kevin, and anybody else that we're talking smack about is you hold an American passport, not Canadian, not Chinese, not whatever, American. Now it means nothing. Now it's a recipe to get your butt beat up or killed. And they can't deny it. People are being beaten and thankful to get a butt whooping. I mean, can you imagine the level of humility all these Americans are showing as these Taliban are saying, we'll show you who's in charge over here? I've never been so embarrassed to be an American. I'm never embarrassed to be an American. I want to be clear about that. But to be under this administration is embarrassing beyond belief. And even the media is finally getting it. We'll play another couple of media clips here in a bit just to show you that this is not isolated any longer. How long is it going to last? I don't know, because they're going to try to make Biden look good at some point.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to get to our senior foreign correspondent Ian Pennell with us live on the ground in Kabul, where he has been for many days now. And Ian, I want to get right to something the president was pressed on there from our own Stephanie Ramos, who was there at the White House. She asked about Americans and Afghans who are in Kabul and beyond, who are trying to get to that airport. But as you have reported for many nights on World News Tonight, the Taliban controls the checkpoint, the Taliban and convoys around that country. How do you get those families to the airport? The president said he has no intelligence that Americans have been unable to get there. The question, obviously, does that square with reporting on the ground?
I mean, just totally not. I mean, the reaction was pretty much one of... it was breathtaking. No indication Americans can't get to the airport. I mean, last night on World News, we had American citizens who had exactly that experience. They tried to get to the airport. They had waived their American passports. The president talked about all they had to do was present their passports and they'd be allowed through. They were beaten by the Taliban with the rubber fan belt from a vehicle. Multiple examples of Americans and Afghans, SIV applicants, who have now tried repeatedly. There's one woman we're tracking. She's back at the airport tonight. This is her third night in the row. Gates haven't opened. The Taliban haven't let her through. It just seems the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. I'm not quite sure what advice the president's receiving. But the truth on the ground is that these people who are in fear of their lives can't get through.
There you have it, folks. Pardon me, that was MSNBC News essentially saying Biden's lying. Shocker, right? The pathological liar. The guy who lied about, I was in the top of my class in law school. I had multiple degrees, and I was this, and I can beat everybody in push-ups, and I sponsored every piece of legislation that's any good out there, and all, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't have anything to do with my son. That's my son's business. I don't want to hang around segregationists. The guy's a pathological liar. And you know what? The Democrats wanted him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Pathological liar. And you wonder, can you trust him in anything? The short answer is no. The pathological liar who wears his mask away from nobody, goes up to the podium and takes it off for his little pomp and circumstance. Oh, look at me, you know, living up to the fake news narrative of a scamdemic. And I don't care. You can send me all the messages you want about this vaccine. Kevin, vaccine. Get it if you want it. I'm going to go on record and say, if you get the vaccine, it's foolish. But I'm not going to stop you. People do foolish things. I'm not stopping them. But I'm not getting it. And I know every reason why. And I'm just using that as an example. Because a pathological liar is giving you the statistics about how many people have gotten it, how many people have died from it, and every one of those stats is a lie. He won't give you the statistics on the number of people who are dying from it and all the long-range ramifications because he's a pathological liar. Everything he talks about is a pathological lie. Oh, CRT, black people are oppressed in this country. That is a lie. It is a lie that's been passed on, propagated now for decades, and it's time somebody put a stop to it. Global climate change, you know, the big existential threat. Pathological lie. Nothing more than get your money and try to get power into the government, which should empower you because you put the representatives there, but they don't represent you. And if you don't believe me, ask the people trying to get out of Kabul, out of Afghanistan. Ask them. You represent it. You, how good is your representation now? How good are the people that you put in place, that you entrusted your lives to, that you said, I will support and represent this government because it will come get me no matter what and what's happening? But the British and the French, they're getting their folks out. I'm glad to have a few people that send me notes, you know, from my special forces buddies that go, hey, let me tell you what's really happening. See, the Americans not getting out of Kabul orderly impacted everybody else. Have you thought about that? Germans are sending their special forces. France has already sent theirs. The Brits have sent theirs. You think they're the only country sending their special forces in to get their people out? The implications of what happens to America impacts the rest of the world. And all these civilized countries are saying, well, the Americans screwed the pooch. We got to take business and take it into our own hands because of Biden's incompetence. Three nights in a row, this guy said, a woman came to get checked in, get into the airport, an American, with her passport. He says, by the way, show your passport, you get your butt kicked. And I love what this British correspondent, not British, but he said, reality and rhetoric are miles apart. You want to know where reality and rhetoric are miles apart? paying attention here, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? The big cheat.
Oh, don't you dare say that Biden cheated. How dare you?
Because the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. You want to know where else they're miles apart?
January 6th was the worst thing that ever could have happened in America, and it would all be blamed on the Trump supporters.
The reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. You want to know where else the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart? I've already talked about it. The number of people who've died from this dreaded disease, the number of people who've died from the cure, the so-called cure, and what is the real sinister meaning behind the cure and the mask and all that? I'm going to say it again. The reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. Going back to Afghanistan, he ended this. Truth is, on the ground, these people who are in fear for their lives cannot get through. That's even if they get to the airport. And Biden says, it's all good. What are they worried about? I mean, so what? It's a brain dead moron who was placed in the office that nobody counts on. If you got the real polls, you would learn that 30 to 40% of Democrats know Joe Biden is brain damaged and he shouldn't be leading this country. Do we have another clip? We do.
Kylie, our crews on the ground reported absolute madness at the Kabul airport, violence by the Taliban, gunshots fired into the air. Is there any sense of any kind of organized effort right now at the airport to prioritize getting Americans out of Afghanistan, getting these Afghans who are in the pipeline for these special immigrant visas out of Afghanistan?
Well, Jake, what we're watching is the State Department try and apply some sort of organization to a situation that is, frankly, totally lost control right now.
That was a nice way of Jake Tapper and CNN teams trying to say that the State Department has totally blown it, that Biden has totally blown it. Marjorie Taylor Greene said of Biden, you're a piece of crap. I cleaned it up, of course. He should be ashamed of himself for what he's done. And she's exactly right. Clapper, who has zero credibility, says Biden was briefed on Afghanistan when he was vice president under Baby Black Jesus. So he knew the situation then and he knows it now. Americans cannot get past the Taliban. Americans are being beaten for showing their passport. Biden says we've negotiated safe passage for Americans. All they got to do is show their passport. Yeah? And it's all in order, right? It's all good. Biden said of evacuees, some woman complained and, you know, said something about getting out of it. He says, get your people on a plane. Do we have that clip? I think we have time to play it.
The United States stands by its commitment that we've made to these people and includes other vulnerable Afghans, such as women leaders and journalists. In fact, working in close coordination with the management of the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, we have successfully evacuated all 204 of their employees in Afghanistan on U.S. military aircraft earlier this week. We've established the flow of flights, and we've increased the number of people who are moving out of the country. We paused flights in Kabul a few hours this morning to make sure we could process the arriving evacuees at the transit points. But our commander in Kabul has already given the order for outbound flights to resume. Even with the pause, we've moved out 5,700 evacuees yesterday. And we're working on a variety to verify that number of Americans are still in country as we work on this, because we don't have the exact number of people who are Americans are there.
Welcome back. Biden doesn't know how many Americans are there, and worse, this attitude of it's all going well. What are you guys complaining about? He can't wrap his mind around the idea that this is a real crap show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.